being realistic for my situation, there were not that many barriers. I already worked remotely. I don't have kids. I'm not in a relationship. I don't have any tie downs or family commitments that I needed to attend to in New Zealand. So it wasn't as if this decision really had that many barriers or was that difficult. Whereas I know many other people are in completely different situations to that. And I think ultimately a lot of it comes back to the intention and what you are wanting and what's important to you. Because so often someone might look at my life and think, oh my God, she's living the dream, like working, living overseas, doing all of these things. But I would challenge you to ask yourself, is that something you genuinely want? Or do you just want it because it looks cool comparatively, or you think that it's something you might want? Like, really assess in your own mind, what do you want for you? Because that's going to dictate and provide clarity to every decision you make ongoing, and is actually going to provide so much more contentment and joy in those decisions than kind of wanting or craving something because you feel like it's different or is in contrast to the life that you live now. So the first thing I would assess is, why do you want what you want? And really make sure you are clear on the life that you want to live and the values you have surrounding that. Because maybe you're the kind of person who working remotely, not in a team environment, and traveling at the same time would be way too stressful and overwhelming for you. And you would prefer to just go on holidays every now and then and let that be your reset time rather than kind of live this sort of life. So that's why it's just so important to have your intentions and your why clear. And then once you've got that, that will indicate your decisions moving forward, and you can decide if this is something you want to work towards, if finding a remote role is the first step in giving you the freedom to do that. Or maybe it's dropping your commitments in another area of your life, allowing you to have the time and freedom to go on and do all these different things. For me, I think the first step to having more control and autonomy over my work felt like it was to get a remote role. But for other people, that might just be being in a job where the leadership actually gives you autonomy over the work that you do. So find out what that control and that freedom looks like for you and create a career around that. And then once you have that, it's just about putting the steps in place. Like, the practicalities are all things that can easily be worked out. I think it's more, do you know what you want and will you be happy with that so that you can actually work out how this is going to happen? Because if you want it, you can do it. But it needs to be something that you genuinely want and are willing, I think, to make certain sacrifices for in order to get it. And if the sacrifices, like I was saying earlier, if the sacrifices are not worthwhile, then that's all good too. And you can live life exactly how you want to and sacrifice, you know, something else to get the life that you want to live. So ultimately, all of that to say that intentionality is going to be a very key and core part of finding joy in living a life like that.
My favorite thing about that answer is it's not at all what I was expecting you to say. I was expecting, as you say, some sort of really practical tip of, you know, sign up to this website or whatever, blah, blah, blah. But I actually love what you said so much more. And it reminds me of something that I read. It would be years ago now, talking about the difference between internal versus external validation. And, you know, external validation is when you're chasing other people's ideas of what your life should look like. And it's super easy to do without even realizing you're doing it, because it can feel like that's something you want because you really enjoy that external validation. You know, a really good example being staying in a prestigious career that your parents are really excited to brag about you and tell all their friends, but you're miserable in it, but you enjoy making your parents happy. You know, that's an external validation, whereas you might have something that is less stressful or maybe doesn't pay as much or doesn't give your parents as many bragging rights, but that you enjoy so much more and creates that real meaning in your life. And I think it's something that a lot of us know and on a sort of basic level, but sometimes we have to put it into words to really force ourselves to face it and be like, wait a minute, is this what I want? Or is this what other people will find impressive? And I do think so much of travel can fall into that. You know, you can think of what'll make a really good Instagram picture so easily. It's really hard to step out of it because we are social creatures. We are creatures that grew up in this sort of village environment. That's how we were created. And yet, if you can find a way to create that internal validation and to find things that fill your cup that way, it's super important, right? And then everything else can flow from that.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly right. And I know that that can be hard to do as well. And it takes time and it takes work. But I think ultimately you do know in your heart a lot of the time what it is you're truly wanting and what it is that is going to make you happy. And when you do that, it's so much easier to be genuinely and authentically happy for other people as well, because you feel so at peace with the decisions you've made, and decisions become easier in that sense as well, because you're like, well, I just have to go back to why I want what I want and know that it's truly what I want, and then decision made. I don't need to be comparing and contrasting and analyzing, because I know what it is I want for myself.